has never had one thing change in their lives? Don't be shy. Raise your hand. So I guess it's unanimous that change has happened to us all. Some of the changes we have chosen. Hopefully the majority of them we have chosen. Most of you were able to choose where you live and where you work. You chose your friends. You chose to come to this church. Wise choice. You changed into the clothes that you have on today. There are big and little changes happening all the time. Some of our changes are not what we choose. We had no control over what families we were born into. As kids, we had no choice over what school we went to or what our home was like. All of us have had things happen to us we wish had not happened. We have gotten sick and hurt. Some of us have gotten divorced. Most of us have had loved ones die. A few of us have had trouble with job loss or leaving a home that we've loved. And 100% of us get older, whether we want to or not. Throughout our lives, there is always change we have not asked for. Most of us don't like surprise changes. We prefer to stay in our comfort zones, even when they're not very comfortable. We agonize over making new decisions. Now, we may like variations on a theme, like when we go on vacations, but we get uptight about making changes to our work, our relationships, our faith, and even our behaviors. But there are ways to help us cope with and even to embrace change. So, who has keys in their pocket? Bring them out, or your purse. Bring them out. Hold them up. And Nicholas has got a big pile of keys. All right, so now let's make a little music. We're going to be in the key of you here. Most of us have lots of keys in our chain, and each key has a door to unlock. Each is a helpful tool. This fat one here is my car key, and this little one here goes to my mailbox. I need all of these keys at one time or another. Well, there are attributes that you have that are like keys to help you navigate the changes in your life. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Key number one that is essential to all aspects of your life is your attitude. How you mentally frame what happens to you affects how you will feel and how you will react. If every minor change causes you stress, you are in for a rough ride, folks. If you view changes as opportunities, then you have a good chance of being happy with what comes next. Charles Swindoll said, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failure, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home." A remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are all in charge of our attitudes. Key number two is adaptability. we have to be flexible. We have to do things that are not normally in our comfort zone. So right now, this is something that you don't usually do in the middle of a sermon. I want you to say hello to two people that are in this congregation. Nice big hug and sass.
She did. She had dress code, mind you.
Some of you probably were out of your comfort zone a little bit. But all of you tried to do what I asked you. You were adaptable. And this is a life skill that is essential for being comfortable about changes. I'm going to do two keys at once now. Vision and creativity. When life throws a change at us, or when we decide we need something new in our lives, all goes better if we take some time to think about what comes next. If we creatively envision a future that doesn't look just like our past, we will probably be happy with what happens. For instance, when I decided to buy a condo 9 years ago, I thought about where I wanted to live and how my home would look. I took the time to choose carefully, and I have loved my home. I used creativity in decorating and furnishing my place. I visualized what I wanted my home to look like, and this helped make it feel like mine. And it's been a very welcome change. Another key is action, which is inevitable when change comes. You have to do something when you either want to make a change or when your life makes you change. How you act is the secret to success. You can act by being complacent and accepting. You can act out of anger or stubbornness. You can get excited by the change and find ways to make your life better. You determine your attitude, and most of the time, you can determine your actions. Another key to dealing with change is reaching out for support. This can mean finding people who will help you. If you're having emotional difficulties, it may mean finding someone to talk to. If you need a break, if you're a parent, and the kids are just like, too much. That happens to all of us, right? You can find a babysitter. Or call your mother. Or your sister. Or your grandfather. If your car is making a weird noise, it's time to find someone to fix it. None of us can do everything all by ourselves. One of the UU principles I really love is respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we all are part. We are a part of one another. We need one another. When I used to conduct funerals as your UU chaplain, I often used this reading by George Odell. We need one another when we mourn and would be comforted. We need one another when we are in trouble and afraid. We need one another when we would accomplish some great purpose and we cannot do it alone. We need one another in the hour of defeat, when with encouragement we might endure and stand again. We need one another when we come to die and would have gentle hands prepare us for the journey. All of our lives we are in need, and others are in need of us. This last key is the real secret to success, and that is gratitude. Being thankful for your precious life, regardless of your circumstances, brings you happiness. Find all of the simple things that bring you pleasure. All of the beautiful things that brighten your world. All of the kindness that you give and you receive. And be grateful for them all. That makes change easier. And that is what makes life worth living. So the title of this talk is Keys to Change with Ease and Integrity. I hope what I just said makes handling your change easier. But what about integrity? Hey, Norm, you picked out this theme. Integrity is all about being true to yourself. Our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie recently gave a talk at the Me for We Youth Rally. Sophie talked about the importance of loving and trusting yourself. When changes come your way, make sure you think about what is best for you. Take the time to figure out who you really are and what you really want. Then make your changes based on what is good for you, as well as those who are affected by your decisions. Have any of you seen the movie or read this book? It's Hector and the Search for Happiness.
What's the name of the movie?
Hector and the Search for Happiness. This is a library book, and the library has lots of copies of the DVD as well. I can't recommend them enough. Hector had the perfect life. He had a great job. He had a loving partner. He had good health, lots of money, etc. He had everything except for meaning and happiness. One day, he kind of freaks out, and he decides he has to find the secret to happiness. He makes radical changes in his life. He goes to China. He goes to a monastery in the Himalayas. He almost gets killed in Africa. And in Los Angeles, of all places, he has a big realization. He realized he loved his old life. It needed some tweaking, but it was who he was, and he wanted his life back. So he went home with a much better attitude. He appreciated and was grateful for all he was and all he had. Meaning and purpose were back in his life. He lived with integrity and with zest and with great love. He had the courage and determination to make the changes that really made him happy. So what in the world, according to Terry, are the keys to changing with ease and integrity? Having a good attitude, whatever the situation. Being able to adapt to new occurrences. Taking the time for vision and creativity. Acting appropriately. Not being afraid to ask for help and get the support that you need. Making sure you spend time every day, many times a day, being grateful for the tiny and huge blessings in your life. Taking time for inner reflection to discover who you really are. What do you want? What do you believe? What are your values? What makes you happy? And what do you love? One of those old, true adages is that the only constant in life is change. I hope this little talk will help you with all of the changes in your life. The ones you choose, and the ones you get. Life is an ever-changing adventure without Google Maps or a GPS. We navigate it the best we can, and hopefully we enjoy and learn from it all. Thank you.